If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We will start talking about the Braves and the Nationals, the big story of the day, just a couple of minutes away from right now. Spencer Strider going to make his re-debut back on the mound for the second time this season for the Braves. Hopefully this is the last time we're talking about him coming back off of an injury, because he did earlier, and then he went back on the IL, and now he's back again. So we'll see him pitch tonight. We'll talk a little bit about Ronald Acuna from what we heard from Alex Anthopoulos earlier in the day as well. Brandon Adams going to join us, as he always does on Tuesdays at 1:20. Nick Saban with just some phenomenal quotes about this committee that he does not want to be a part of.
He does not want to be on this committee.
at the fundraising golf event in Alabama.
He does
so good.
Not want to be a part of this. I don't want to be the spearhead for this.
Yeah, he's like, God, why'd you drag me into it?
I didn't even ask you. Nope. You asked me a question.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden I'm on a committee and I gotta make decisions. Like, I just wanna play golf and do game day, man.
That's it, man.
Just wanna hang out. That's
all he wants to do, man. And because I see my boy John Freaky has his college football counter. He would always start at the day 100, countdown all the way to college football, and so we're in that process.
Still pretty far away.
Thanks, John. I knew I forgot that college football was coming up, brother.
I mean, obviously we're excited about it, but like 93 days away is a lot.
Yeah,
that's 3 months.
Yeah, but hey, I'm gonna let my main man Frick have his thing, because it is true. College football.
Better not miss a day though.
College football is coming
back. You better not miss a day countdown.
Oh no, you got it. Oh no,
you started 99.
Once
you better
you're at that,
do it,
because you know they used to do that at Georgia when they got to 99, and all the players that wore every number, they would always count it all the way down.
Yeah,
like, you can't miss a day.
Don't miss a day.
No, even holidays, you got to at least tweet it.
Monday.
Yeah, you got
Memorial Day. You got to have it ready.
And everything like that.
Somebody just go in and preload them right day by day
by day.
You find out the number. Do you? Because like probably for a long time, 86 days to college football was Randy. But now Dylan Bell's wearing 86. Has he taken your 86 day spot?
Hell no.
Okay, good.
No.
Right, good. Randy's got to be 86 days to college football.
Hell no.
Good.
Oh, my bad, Doc. The woo was late today. No, me and Andy were talking. We were talking. So that my bad. I got to keep my bad, Jake. I know it's hot out there, my boy. All right, but no, it was me and Andy were having a conversation, so that's why.
Should we talk about what we were talking
not
about?
Not one bit. Not one bit.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, not one bit. But yeah, I was like, so Strider, because we were worried about, no, we weren't, we were wondering, because remember when he had the beard, and then we were like, oh, man, the whole, remember before it first started, like, is he going to rock the beard this year?
Yeah.
And then comes out, there's a stash,
unsheathed,
looking good.
It. Yeah.
I don't watch his games, but I know about. Does Skeen still have the stash, or is he bearding it now, Bo?
Bearding it.
He's bearding it.
Already go back to stash.
He went back to stash? Okay.
Stash right now.
Okay. Yeah. He might want to go back to the beard.
Yeah, I don't know.
Going to make his offense work better?
Yeah, just go, just do whatever.
Do whatever. Get him up out of there. Yeah, get him up out of there.
That's the best idea.
Yeah, get him up out of there. Get him out.
Like, they can't even be excited about it. You can't even enjoy it because you know it's going to end.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I guess everything in life could be like that, but, like, that's different. Like, you just, you know, flat out, at some point over the next couple of years, they're going to trade him.
Yes.
And you're going to be screwed.
Yeah.
As a fan of the Pirates.
But my thing is, if you're trading, if you're already not putting or not trying to put your best on the field or spend the money to have your team at least competitive, then why do you want to keep catching up, getting all these damn draft picks, like all these prospects and stuff? Because you're going to get a haul for Skeens.
Mm-hmm.
What you going to do with them?
Lie.
Okay.
About, I mean, you still have to lie to people,
yeah,
right? I mean,
okay,
you have to pretend that you're being competitive, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, obviously you have the proof, but we talked about this on the podcast, which, by the way, Off the Cuff Podcast, triumphant re-debut, just like Strider.
Yes.
Just like Spencer Strider.
Yeah.
He's back again this week. You can check that out.
Who's on the IL?
We had to retool it a little
bit. Yeah, because Abe ain't never here.
It's back and different.
Yeah.
It's different and better.
Yeah, Abe's never here.
And we were talking this morning about, like, just fans and expectations and disappointment and stuff like that.
Because I was curious. I was curious about it.
Teams have to, at least, even teams like the A's or the Pirates or the Reds or whatever team you put in that category,
right,
they still have to, like, put the facade up.
Yeah,
you know?
I understand.
People to go occasionally, you know, because it doesn't take much. Like, we'll lie to ourselves.
Yes,
we'll
and that was the question that I came to you and Abe with. Something I thought about last night is the topic of our Off the Cuff podcast was, like, when you are going, and when you're, say, for instance, you say your team is coming off of a disappointing season. And obviously the win-loss is there. Is it disappointing more or less to you because your expectations you had for them, or was it driven by narratives? Because we get blamed all the time where if the Falcons don't play well or the Braves don't play well or the Hawks don't play well, well, we said.
I will say.
Y'all said they're going to be better this year. Okay.
I will say, not that either one of us really care all that much.
Right.
I will say, I don't think either one of us should ever be blamed up until this point. And I don't know, I'm changing. Early onset optimism. I might be changing this season.
Uh-oh.
But I don't think up until now,
right,
either one of us should ever be blamed for overhyping the Falcons.
Yes. Because they said it. Well, they call their damn show.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
like, you know, we, what did you say? What did we say last year? Should make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Didn't. Should have.
Yeah.
Didn't. But I don't think either one of us was on here like, 12 wins guaranteed.
Yeah.
Gonna do this, gonna do that. I mean, with all of it, with this team, when we talk about the Falcons, like, all of it has to be approached with a very hefty grain of salt.
Yes.
Like, there's always the possibility that just, you know, Falcons happens. Because it has.
Yes.
Just always has. You know? It's like, the unforeseen should be foreseen, but it can't be foreseen because it's unforeseen. Like, you can't know the crazy things that could happen because they never happened before until they happen to them. So even though going into this next season, I think that they should be pretty good. And if they are, I won't be surprised.
Yeah.
But if some crazy thing happens and they're not, I'm also not going to be surprised because that's what happens.
That's exactly what happens.
I hope it doesn't.
Yeah.
I hope they're awesome.
Yeah.
You know what would be really great? Because you and I have been doing this radio program for a while now. We just celebrated. We didn't celebrate it, but we just passed our 6th anniversary.
Yes.
We celebrated our 5th.
And boy, did we.
What's a 6? You know, we'll celebrate when we get to 10.
Hey, 5th made up for 6.
Yeah, 5th. We're still recovering.
We're still recovering from that party.
But we've been doing this show for a while now, and it's been going pretty good. Like, you know, I think they're going to keep us around. Imagine how much fun it would be and how good things would be if the football team was good. Because we haven't had one.
Yeah.
Not one yet. Haven't had one yet.
No
playoffs.
We were close, right?
A couple years ago, we had finally got over 500.
Yeah.
What was your final record last year? 8-9, right? So they've never finished a season above 500, and they've never made the playoffs since we've been doing this show. I think if you let yourself dream, I think
it could be this year. It could be this year.
Well, maybe. Hopefully. I'm just saying, like, if it did happen, I just think that would be a really fun fall.
Yeah.
I don't think that's too crazy to say.
I don't think it is, Buck.
If they won a bunch of football games, I think the Falcons fans would be very enthusiastic about that.
So we're going to put it out there?
No. Okay. I'm not saying I think they're going to. I'm just saying if they do, it would be fun. That's the kind of hot take you're getting from us. Yeah, I'm going to wait till I see Penix slinging it around up there at Flowery Branch before I start getting too crazy. Speaking of John Fricke, I'll be getting Fricke with it plenty when we get to training camp. All right? We'll save it for that. All right. Let's get to the big story of the day. What?
I like it. You're going to be freaky winning it?
I mean, I don't want to hurt
shoes
anybody.
And all?
No. Bow! Bow. QC Kinetics, bow.
You know, it's kind of a beneficial opportunity to have my arm built up all the way to actually get to work on some stuff. So,
silver lining.
You know, the rehab process, your throws are obviously extremely limited and regimented. And you spend so much time at a lower intensity, there's not that opportunity where you're fully built up. You can work on stuff without preparing for a bullpen, a live, whatever it may be. So to have essentially 2 weeks to work on my upper half timing and arm path and some different stuff, with quite a bit of a quantity of throws each day at a high intensity was a good opportunity.
Okay.
So that's Spencer Strider saying a whole bunch of stuff about finding a silver lining and having to sit back down for 2 weeks. You know it's killing him.
Yeah, man.
He's as competitive as anybody, and he didn't feel like he pitched all that great in his one start that he made this year. He was okay, but not great. So he's been chomping at the bit to get back out there, and he'll get back out there tonight, 6:45 against the Washington Nationals on the road. Can't wait to see it. He's one of those guys that when he's on the mound, just more exciting to know that you're going to watch a Braves game tonight.
Yeah, man. I mean, he has the that electricity, that swagger, you know. And whenever he's when he's dealing, he only look at the ball going to the catcher's mitt.
He's spinning
around and everything like that, and going after it. Hopefully, this is his last reentry into the year. Stays healthy.
Yeah.
Last start, he wasn't bad. It just wasn't himself. And obviously, he hasn't pitched over a year in a major league game. So yeah, I'm excited that he's back. He's a player, we talked about it earlier in the show. He's a spark plug type guy. We know he goes every fifth day, but just like you just said, you understand what it looks like when he's being Spencer Strider.
Yeah, like he's one of the, you know, he's a potential, not this year because he's just coming back now, but he's a guy that you're not surprised if he's starting the All-Star game in the summer.
Yes,
he's a guy that is going to get Cy Young votes every year when he's healthy, and hopefully eventually we'll get one. And if he's able to come back and look like he looked in the past, then you add him to a rotation that has done a really nice job of figuring it out without him.
They've
so
been pacing
far
together.
With Reynaldo Lopez being down for the rest of the season, with some bumps and bruises early, with Chris Sale kind of figuring it out for the first month, feels like he's figured it out. Like, you put him back into this rotation now with Sale where he's at, with Schwellenbach pitching like he's pitching, which with A.J. Smith-Shawver looking exactly like everybody told us he was going to look like, and then whether it's Holmes now or maybe Elder comes back or you add something later in the year, like, it's a damn good rotation.
Yeah, man. It's you got to stay healthy. The biggest thing they've been doing lately, Andy, is they've been giving you innings. They've been giving you, in today's world, six innings.
Yeah, seven with 2-3 runs is pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, bullpen needs to get
there
together.
There it is, right there. And there goes the rep. Because, I mean, Rafael Iglesias, and we know that, I'm sorry, Raffy. I know that Alex Anthopoulos.
Rassale.
Him too.
Rassale.
I know that Alex Anthopoulos was on with Stakey and them, and he was basically, they're not worried about him. Or anything like that. Nothing to see here.
Did you hear the explanation?
Yes, I did. Nothing to see here, Andy.
I mean, I'm going to, Alex Anthopoulos
he's a wordsmanship.
He's got plenty of built-up credit and a track record of success.
Yes.
But that answer sounded like BS, man. he was like, yeah, a lot of it is because he's overworked because he gets up and gets warm sometimes.
Nothing to see here.
Huh.
Basically, he burns himself out before coming out.
I would encourage people to listen to the answer about Rassale Iglesias because whatever. Like, the answer doesn't – you can't fix it. He's given up a million home runs so far this year, and that has happened. But the answer – I was like, I don't know, man. Like,
what is he going to say?
Nothing. Nothing can make it better. But the answer was –
Yeah, man, he's amped up.
He's been warming up in the bullpen too much.
Yeah, like, man. Get Raffy up. Raffy gets up in the fifth inning.
Okay.
So he's
All right. Whatever. Don't care. Don't give up home runs. But it was like there's just not very often when I hear an Alex Anthopoulos answer, and I was like, I don't know. Like, you're going to have to try again with that one on me. All right, we'll come back. Brandon Adams is going to join us. We'll talk some Georgia football with him, college football in general. Nick Saban had some quotes today from a golf tournament. All kinds of stuff to talk about. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Game.
Say anything.
Pocket full of three-day weekends.
Oh, yeah.
Three-day weekend.
Three-day weekend money, baby.
Coming up.
Hell, yeah. Keeping my three-day weekend money in my pocket. Because I'm not going, no. Well, yeah, I see
you
that
you want to come over and help build a deck?
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
You springing for brews?
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
I'll give you.
Keystones?
I'll buy as many Busch Lights as you want.
If I come
Keystone,
help?
Whatever.
Oh, you know what?
Oh,
man, damn.
Dang it. You forgot?
I did.
Well, how about this? Why don't you, when we finish it, you can come over and you sit on it and have some Busch Lights.
There we go.
How about that?
I'll do
you
that.
You can test it out.
I'll do that.
You test out the structural integrity of the deck. Brandon Adams joins us on Tuesdays at 1:20, Dog Nation Daily podcast host. What are your three-day weekend plans, B.A.?
You want another
cruise? Well, I'll tell you this. I'm not doing any construction work. I'm not building a deck or anything like that. My plan is to do as little as possible to move as infrequently as I possibly can for about 3 days around the pool or the back deck or the back porch or something like that. There will be no building of decks for me. I can promise you that.
You guys got a pool?
Well, the neighborhood does.
Oh,
Dog Nation Daily. What the? Well, I tell you what, Kirby got everybody raises.
I couldn't keep a pool clean yet. Now, listen, if Kirby keeps winning championships, I may have a pool, I may have a beach house, I may have all that stuff. If they keep winning, we may have all kinds of stuff going on. But for now, we'll just use the neighborhood pool.
Let me ask you about something Kirby talked about last week. And it's something that we've talked a little bit about, but I don't know that I had heard him address it directly. He was asked about all these programs across the country that are hiring general managers and kind of go in the way of the NFL structure. And he said, yeah, we kind of have that, but we're not going to have that title. What did you make of his philosophy on that?
So I think two things. I think thing number one is this, is that a lot of this comes down to, like, power. And power always wants to expand. It really doesn't want to contract. And so what Kirby is essentially saying, although he's not going to come out and say this, is that he wants to be fully in control of all the decision-making around, you know, Georgia football, because when you're as successful as he's been, why would you not want to? It's the same thing we sort of see with, like the Belichick Falcons rumors or, like, Jim Harbaugh. It's like, you know, who in the NFL gets, like, total control? Well, these days and age, it seems like very few people do. But at Georgia, as we kind of move to a GM model, what Kirby says is, I still want total control over this program. And as long as he keeps winning, I think he's got the freedom to say that. I would say for me personally, I also prefer what I think of as college football lifers still having this power. Like, I don't like the idea of bringing in a bunch of agents, a la Drew Rosenhaus, bringing in a bunch of GMs, guys who maybe have, you know, kind of ties the NFL and frankly prefer that model of football, because I think it dilutes what has made college football special. And listen, I'll admit, I'm a little bit of a corny guy. I like the sentimental relationship building part of college football. And the more you bring these transaction experts into college football, I think you run the risk of making college football more transactional, and I don't like that.
That is, sounds like when you said about how, what Kirby thought process is, that is his mentor all the way, Nick Saban, because Nick would have been and acted exactly the same damn way with it. Exactly.
And when you see this, Randy, when you look at who – like, look at the programs that have made big moves with the GMs. Alabama has one now because it ain't Nick Saban as head coach anymore. It's Kalen DeBoer. They're not quite so sure they trust him yet. You know, Oklahoma just hired Jim Nagy from the Senior Bowl. Once again, that's Brent Venables' coach. We're not sure how long he's going to last there, so you put an organizational structure that could outlast him. The programs that have kind of made the biggest moves towards GMs right now are, in some cases, programs where the head coach is not exactly on the firmest of footings.
Speaking of things that Nick Saban would have no interest in, obviously when he was the coach, he wouldn't have had any interest in a general manager. He's that. Also seems very uninterested in this committee that he's been suggested to be a part of. He had a quote about it today, and he was like, yeah, you know, I don't know, there's something going on, whatever. If they want my input, fine. What have you made of Nick Saban's interest level in terms of this presidential committee that I guess he's a part of?
So, you know, it's one of those things where I think we're all kind of the same mind, that it's way more fun to talk about football than stuff that sort of feels like something that would be on a different station or a different show or something like that. But the truth is, I think some of this is Saban being a little nervous about being associated with anything that sort of feels like politics.
Yep.
I actually sort of in a roundabout way, whether it's the red team or the blue team, I do sort of feel like politicians could provide a little bit of a fix for what's kind of going on with college sports right now. I do think that figures like Nick Saban should maybe be willing to embrace some of this stuff a little bit more. But when Saban kind of like disregards this, and you're right, I've heard him do it now a couple of times, to me it kind of comes across as the natural anxiety of when you've been a football coach beloved by everybody, you don't like the idea of hitching your wagon to someone who's going to be hated by half the people, whichever half you're talking about.
Yep.
And I think that some of the key figures, and Saban's clearly one, even as an ex-coach, some of the key figures around college athletics are going to have to get over this a little bit and realize that if you want to corral a bunch of people who have sort of disparate motives and agendas, the federal government may actually be the best way to do that.
B.A., I know that there's going to be renovations down there at down in Jacksonville and everything like that. And so the Georgia-Florida game has been moved and everything. I saw a figure today of a little bit over $7 million. Is that for each game or is that for the total games?
Well, here's what I know. The honest truth is I'm not exactly sure on a per-game basis how much they get paid. But I do know this. It's enough money. That Georgia-Florida game's not going anywhere. Y'all, we've been doing this together now for a few years. And I would say at one point in time when we were discussing stuff like this, we would have said, oh, it sort of feels like there's momentum for going home and home. Kirby clearly wants to do that. Mm-hmm. So eventually the game's going to be played every other year in Athens, and then you'll go to the Swamp in the opposite year. Well, guess what? I don't think there's any way that's, at least for the foreseeable future, I don't think that's happening, because we're kind of moving into a day and age in which every program that can get any dollar, obviously now you got to try to figure out a way to do that. And Jacksonville has been willing to pay them so much money with the new stadium, you assume it only goes up. They're willing to pay them so much money that both Georgia and Florida, I think they're hitched to this game for the foreseeable future. They'll go 2 years while the renovations are taking place, But after that, I think they're back in Jacksonville in a very different-looking stadium than the one Randy played in for the long haul.
Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. We're probably like a little bit ahead of all of the conference quarterback, national quarterback rankings, but probably not that far ahead of it. And some of it's already starting to come out. I think last year was interesting because a lot of people were very high on the Georgia quarterback situation, understandably, and then it ended up not being particularly good. This year is different. I just wonder, kind of describe your feeling surrounding the Georgia quarterback situation going into this year, and then also how you think it'll be talked about by some of those lists that come out over the next couple of months.
Well, first of all, what you're referencing is talking season, all the lists are coming out, and much like Christmas, talking season comes earlier and earlier each and every year, okay? So we're actually way more into talking season than perhaps you might realize. There are lots of lists, and Gunnar Stockton seemingly isn't on any of them, whereas last year, Carson Beck was at the top or near the top. Well, guess what? That didn't work out very well. You know, Carson Beck did not have that kind of year. So as a Georgia fan, which I am, the idea that Gunnar Stockton is not really prominently listed in any of this kind of stuff doesn't really bother me at all, because a year ago I didn't get a nickel for Carson Beck's presence in the top five of, you know, all these lists. So, look, here's what I'll say. If you look at now, we're going into year 10 for Kirby Smart. A lot of different quarterbacks, a lot of different OCs. But the actual performance at quarterback for Georgia year to year is actually somewhat consistent. It's somewhere between 24 and 30 touchdowns. It can be right around 9 yards per attempt. And I don't see any reason why Gunnar Stockton couldn't come pretty close to matching some of that. And ultimately, that's then going to put the onus on Georgia's success on getting better at the offensive line, being a little better at stopping the run, or running the ball a little bit better. I think it's a lot more of the actual football stuff that's going to determine Georgia's football success this year. I think some of the Gunnar Stockton conversation is probably a little overblown. I think he's probably going to be fine, not among the best. But all the Carson Beck hype from a year ago ended up being relatively worthless.
Yeah, that's true. B.A., we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, B.
Enjoy the 3-day weekend.
Good to be with you guys. Yeah, good to be with you guys. Thanks a lot.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. And he's right. Like, you're not going to see Gunnar Stockton's name high up on some of those lists. Maybe he'll pop up on one or two of them. But Carson Beck was one or two on all of them last year. And he didn't play very well for a lot of the year.
And because we saw Carson the previous year.
Yeah, that's right.
And we thought, you know, because, you know, Georgia is still that benefit of the doubt team still. They've earned enough and got enough credit underneath the belt that you can always pencil them in to be a national contending team program, because that's where Kirby has put us at. Now, I don't know a lot about Gunnar. All I know is that the little bit that I got to see when they tried to play Notre Dame, he can run. Notre Dame, he can run against Notre Dame.
Yeah, he didn't run much that day.
They was nixing that.
Yeah, he didn't run much that day.
But he made throws. So he sees some potential and everything like that. I'm excited about this year. And, you know, I know we're having fun with Fricky. But, yeah, I love that we're getting closer and closer. We can actually talk a lot about college football, because there's a whole lot of great stories out there.
The football.
Yeah.
The football. We'll be able to talk about
the football stuff.
Well, because the offseason has just been, especially the last couple of seasons. Yeah. But this one may be like – yeah, because, I mean, B.A. is right. Like, it politics are just in it, you know? Like, especially when so many of these coaches and leaders of college football seem to be looking to the federal government to do something.
Yes.
Like, which, I don't know, I guess. Like,
do
you,
what?
You guys could, I don't know, make a law about what people could do or not do or whatever. It just seems so cowardly. Like, control your sport, man.
Y'all let it get out of control.
Control your sport. But they also could be like, well, if I'm seen as the person who goes too far on limiting NIL, the players are going to see that, and that might cost me some guys. If I could just be like, oh, the government said that this is what we have to do, it's sort of like a cop-out way to get something taken care of. But that's what they do. That's what they've been doing. And that's also exactly what he was just describing. Like, you may know, kind of, but you don't know the politics of any of these guys.
No.
Because they can't. Because they need the money from both sides, and they need the players from both sides. They can't be taking political stances out there.
Unbelievable.
They need you to block and tackle.
Unbelievable.
And give me NIL money.
It's y'all fault. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they let the sport get out of hand, and now they're like, hey, fix it for us.
Yeah, because NIL became not NIL.
when the solution is, and Brandon, I think, is hesitant to even say this too, but it's like, I think maybe the federal government might be able to help. Jeez. We let it get that bad, huh? All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up and ask us anything. It's as simple as that. Sports Radio 92.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In the game.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart. RightFromTheHeart.org. The big story of the day earlier in the hour, by the way, was brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain. We got a little sidetracked leading into that before we did the bow and all that, and I forgot to mention the full read. So shout out to QC Kinetics for sponsoring that every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Couple phone lines available if you want to jump on hold. 404-726-0929. Let's start with Lenny, who's in Jackson. Hey, Lenny.
Hey, man. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, my first question is, I was jumping back in the van because I'm at work, and I heard you say, come over and sit on it. Hey, man, you just, what you offering Randy to come and sit on over there?
Oh, yep. Yep, without context, that's a tough one. Building the deck this weekend, Lenny. Building the deck this weekend. Inviting him once we finish building it to come over and sit on the deck. And drink some Busch Lights.
Didn't even think about that.
Going to get a new grill on Monday to put on that deck, assuming that the deck is built by Monday, which I think it will be. And then people are invited, not just Randy, others, invited to come over and relax.
Yeah, man.
On the deck.
Bam.
Lenny caught it right at the wrong time.
Caught it right at the wrong time,
too. All right, Shane is in Fayetteville. Hey, Shane.
What's up, bros? Hey, Andy. That same energy you had from not spending no money, I need you to take that up to Popeyes when they don't have your chicken right. You can play about a lot of things. Don't let nobody play about your Popeyes, all right?
Okay.
Earlier this morning, they had the top five list of Nintendo games by the highly accomplished Dylan, and it was an atrocity at dinner. It's just like, anybody who didn't play video games on Channel 3 should not make a list of top five.
I forgot about that. Channel 3. Yes, sir.
Channel 3, I don't need your opinion on no video games, Jack.
That's pretty good.
Point blank, period.
That's pretty good.
Give me, it's hard to do a top five, but give me my number one Nintendo game of all time is GoldenEye.
GoldenEye, okay.
All right,
Shane. So I caught a little bit of that segment. It was more just like the reaction, everyone killing Dylan because people from Dylan's
only
17 years old.
Dylan just got his license.
He
was having a damn ride Marta bus down here.
Dylan's first video game console was like the PlayStation 3, probably.
Yes.
Like he's not played those old. He never. Yeah, Channel 3. He never even played Super Nintendo.
They had input. They have input.
He kind of mislabeled his list, though. What he should have labeled it was Dylan's favorite five video games of all time. Because that's what it was. It wasn't the all-time greats that he was trying to list.
But they were all really new.
But you always have to make sure you do that.
Correct.
Right.
You're talking all crazy, Dylan. Yeah. Dylan's not talking. He's speaking of what he knows.
Right.
He's speaking of what he knows and what
and
he likes.
And he's 13 years old. So he doesn't know anything.
Oh, they got... Dylan got 8th grade graduation tonight.
Yeah, man. He was all dressed up nice. Shirt tucked in. All right, so let's name some video games that we liked.
GoldenEye definitely is one of the top five, if not the best, as far as revolutionary video games at its time. It was
Here's the thing about GoldenEye. Here's the thing for me about GoldenEye. I didn't have an N64. And so, like, what you would do is you would play with your friends, right? You could do the split screen. There was four of them. And if you were bad at it, you'd just get sniped immediately. So I actually hated
what happens in Call of Duty.
I hated
also.
GoldenEye because I sucked at it.
I get
so
that part.
Like I was like, and I didn't have it at home, so I didn't get to practice and get better at it. So we'd just be at like Josh Dobbs' house, and then Sam Meyer would just snipe me immediately, and I'd be out. It was like, all right, well.
So you never got to play the walkthrough either, though.
No,
because
I never
got
a chance to get good at
it. First-person shooters goes, it was the very first like labyrinthy walkthrough,
right?
You know, real world or. All world that you can roam around anywhere game.
No, I know people love that, and I get it. And my friends spent a lot of time playing it. I would just be like, I'll just watch.
Yep.
It's going to get killed in 4 seconds. What else? I mean, NBA Jam.
Was cool.
The original NBA Jam.
Great freaking game.
Yeah. Played that as well. For hours.
Yes.
Yeah, Tecmo Bowl for sure.
I mean, that's mine. Tecmo Bowl, Super Tecmo Bowl. I used to love the Ninja Turtles game.
Oh, yeah.
When you get sub
Turtles
guys
in Time?
Turtles in Time. Obviously, Paperboy.
I never played Paperboy.
Never played Paperboy. Love Paperboy. Well, you played Paperboy, right?
I did. Oh, yeah. I
okay.
Paperboy,
okay.
Paperboy on several consoles.
Yeah, Paperboy. And
they kept talking about Mario, Super Mario Brothers being the OG, Nintendo game, where that is not actually even true. Donkey Kong was the OG Nintendo game.
Donkey Kong on Super Nintendo was a fun game.
Mario was the hero in Donkey Kong.
Yes.
Donkey Kong was the villain. So before Super Mario Brothers was even a thing... Before Luigi was even born, Mario was in Donkey Kong, and then those two characters spawned hundreds of games and hundreds of characters.
So they needed you, really, for this. Because
I should have made the list.
Yeah, you were on that. What's your number one best video game of all time?
As far as revolutionary video games for their time, I'd probably have to go GoldenEye.
Okay.
Like, it's for popularity, the game itself changing the game, but also Super Mario Brothers did the same thing in 1985.
Mm-hmm.
I also love Legend of Zelda, but then Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time was probably the best open world Zelda game you'll ever freaking buy. It's amazing.
All right. Yeah. There you have it. There's an answer. Vince is in Gwinnett. Hey, Vince.
Randy, last time you were out, we found out that Randy was using his NIL to get his car fixed everywhere. And, Randy's been my celebrity in a couple of celebrity golf tournaments for radio stations. Guess how many times he showed up, Andy?
Every time.
Neither time. So this is my question for Andy. Randy, how would you like to use your remaining NIL to pay for me and to play a good round of golf somewhere?
All right, man. I got you. And that's not anytime I've been invited to play golf, I have come.
So what is this like one of those situations where like a promoter will make a flyer and
maybe
put a picture
more
on
than
it?
Likely.
So your name was on the cart as the celebrity golfer?
I don't know.
But
I
you mean, didn't even know about it?
Yeah. But like I said, I was watching this week in golf.
Uh-huh.
And then
the PGA Championship.
Yeah, I was watching PGA, showed a picture with my cigar and everything. And my boys hit me up like, man, what you doing watching golf? I said, I like golf. I was like, y'all just don't invite me.
You know what's funny?
Y'all don't invite me.
My wife even asked me about that. She was like, oh, Randy was watching golf in the backyard. I didn't know he liked golf.
Yeah.
I was like, we're talking about golf all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, not all the time.
Not all the time, but yeah, they like dog. I'm like, dog, y'all don't invite me. Because we know you ain't going to. It ain't about whether I'm going to come or not. Just give me the invite. Just give me the invite.
But do you want to pay for me and Vince to play?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, cool.
Are we talking about like low-end course, though?
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
We don't need anything fancy.
Yeah, low-end core.
We're good.
We find somebody good, maybe sponsor. Or
we go play putt-putt, you know?
The older I've gotten, the more I just cannot stand putt-putt.
How come?
I don't know, man.
It's so fun.
I don't know, man. I just, I don't know.
What's your qualm with putt-putt?
I don't have a qualm. I just don't like doing it anymore. It used to be a lot of fun. I used to enjoy doing it. Now just like.
Why?
I don't know, Andy. You know, I don't know. I just don't like doing it.
Are the putters too short for you?
That could be it.
Yeah,
that could be it. But yeah. I've been tall for a long time.
Yeah.
I've been tall for a long time.
Big, sorry, strong guy. Let him use his, muscles and drive one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring a sandwich.
10% power.
Something, dog. I'm like.
Hit a flop shot.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Mike's in Atlanta.
Look at age.
Hey, Mike.
Metroid. When I was young, Metroid and Pitfall was the game we went to.
Yeah. Pitfall was a great game. Yeah, I love that game.
Yeah, yeah. Raiders at a lost art. But, Randy, are you familiar with Ava Resort in Cancun?
What's it called again?
Ava, it's a new resort. I fly out in the morning, me and my wife, to go down there. It's got like 17 restaurants, but look up AVA Resorts in Cancun. It's only like 8 months, but it's off the chain.
I think I've heard this one. I think I heard this one.
Ava, yeah, it's got like a pool so big in the front you can kayak in it.
Okay, there it is. Okay.
Yeah, it's nuts, man. But my question, I'm a football guy, but you were blessed to play professional football. This tush-push vote thing, what's really the deal with that? Now I hang up and listen.
Thank you, Mike.
I don't know. I think it's because teams can't do it. That's all I view. I view it because teams can't do it. Some of these, like, I'm not going to go back over what I would call people who say it was an ugly play. And then it's the new thing. Because what they say, they don't like, the NFL doesn't like predetermined outcomes of plays. That's why they move the extra point back.
Okay.
And they want to, I'm like, all right, man, fine. I get it. Whatever. Yeah, whatever. And the team, and if there was another team that was tough and rugged that made this, okay, whatever. But it's because it's the damn Packers.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They remember when they tried to do it. They tried to do the tush push.
Everybody, not everybody, but a lot of teams have tried
to
do it.
They tried it, and it looked raggedy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, whatever, man. I don't care.
Yeah, they're going to ban it, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Probably over.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle's in Douglasville. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Thanks for calling.
If OKC can claim a championship from Seattle, as Hawks fans in Atlanta, can we pump our chest and say we got a championship since they won one in St. Louis?
Yes.
I mean, there's a banner in the arena.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's one up there.
Oklahoma City doesn't have the banner up.
Yeah.
But the Hawks do.
The Hawks have theirs up there. So, I mean, have we ever never not said the Hawks have won a championship?
I don't know that that's ever come up one way or the
other. I don't
think
it has either, has it, really? Okay.
I mean, I think you can say they've never won a championship in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
And I guess the Thunder would say it's harder with the Thunder because they changed the name and the jerseys and cities and all that. So it's like when people are like, oh, yeah, they won a championship in 79, even people not like me who are emotional about it, just the regular fan, is like, what do you mean? Oh, right, they moved from Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. I guess they did, kind of thing. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they'll not say it if they win one there, and then they'll just claim that one. I'm not sure. Jay-Z is in South Fulton.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I might be a little late on this, but do you guys still do the podcast? I haven't seen it up in a while.
Yep. Yeah, we just started back because since A's been moonlight for everybody's show but ours, we weren't able to get it done. But he's back, and so, yeah, we got two straight episodes yesterday and today.
Two for two this week,
man,
and it's back.
Man, okay,
it's
that's back. All I need. Appreciate that.
All right.
Yeah, it was just, it's tough. with stuff going on.
Yeah, man. It's just,
the equipment's pretty complicated, yeah, too. So
yeah, but mostly it was Abe.
Abe was gone. You know, it was just a lot going on. But we're back.
We're back.
Tinker's in Kennesaw. Hey, Tinker.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Tink.
Now, I guess I'm just old school because I heard the same conversation this morning, and I prefer the fighting games. You know, Primal Rage, Killer Instinct, the OG, Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. But see, when I played, we played in public.
What do you mean?
You put a quarter on the screen, that was your place in line.
Sure.
Oh.
And then after I whooped your character, I got to watch your face after my character finished your character off, and I was right there. There wasn't no telephone tough guy with the consoles and all that. I was right there next to you when I took you.
Yeah, there you go. Because there's a whole lot of that trash talking now. I mean, we millions of miles away through a screen.
Oh, yeah, because you can play video games now with, like, a headset and talk to people.
Yeah, dog.
That's wild.
It's very, very...
People are meaner on there than they are on Twitter.
Oh, I'm sure
they are. It's just like speaking Twitter. It's just trash.
Yeah.
Man, that what a... I'm sure it's fun and like.
Be
for
careful
a lot
when your kids start streaming video games.
What a wasteland that must be.
Yep. I will vouch for them. Make sure you watch your kids.
Yeah, those fighting games are fun though, like Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat.
I just like Mike Tyson. I played Mortal Kombat a little bit, but when Mike Tyson first.
Yeah,
but
Mike Tyson
do y'all remember Punch Out, where the Mike Tyson character was white? Like, you could beat him. But I got to Mike Tyson so many times, and that's the one thing I never did in video games. I never beat Mike Tyson.
Just out of principle?
Okay.
Got it.
I never, ever beat Mike Tyson.
I thought you just didn't want to disrespect the legend.
It's all about timing, man. You got to wait on him to blink.
Yeah, man.
You don't get it as soon as he blinks.
As soon as.
You got to throw your punch, bro.
You're out, man.
It's over with.
I could never beat Mike Tyson.
What were those boxing games that were on, like PlayStation or Xbox? I don't remember what it was called. Those were good games, though. Like
Knockout.
They had Muhammad Ali in one of them. It was fun.
Was it Knockout?
God, I don't remember.
I know what you're talking about. Because they would have they would have his vantage point. It'd be like a POV of him.
Yeah, it was exactly. And you could dance.
And have like the green gloves in front of you.
Yeah.
Those were fun games. Yeah. I actually enjoyed
those. Yeah, I could never get Mike Tyson.
All right, final one here. Frank the Tank is in Lithonia.
Hey, guys. Andy, Randy.
What's up, Frank?
Hi, Frank.
Listen, are y'all just talking about PlayStation games? Because I had this console called Intellivision, and they had some great games on there. They had this Deadly Disc game that was, based on the Tron movies.
Okay.
These guys would come out of all these doors, and you could throw discs at them and, you know, chop off the ends. And the higher level you got, the more points you got.
Sounds fun.
And then also they had, this game called Burger Time. Where you try to make these burgers fall, and you'd be chased by eggs and hot dogs, and you could throw pepper at them to kill them.
Oh, that also sounds fun.
Yeah. A question for you two is, what is your analyst pet peeve? Like, I can't stand when these analysts talk about skilled players.
Positions. All right, Frank. I mean, we got it. Yeah, everyone's got skills. Thank you, Frank. Analyst pet peeve?
I don't listen that close to care. I honestly don't. When people come in and complain about what some analyst said on TV or on the game, I might have missed that part because I do not care that much to care what they say.
I don't know. I have a lot of them.
Yeah,
I can't narrow it down.
Yeah.
I have so many. Any cliche? This is like, come on, you could have thought of a different one. You have to say the same thing every single time. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Andy had a cubicle.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I had it pretty well decorated, too.
No, the hell you didn't.
Yeah, I had all kinds of, like, little sports posters up.
And, the cubicle.
Yeah, in my little cubicle.
Oh.
I wanted to make it feel homey. And then when I got fired, I was like, I'm taking all this. I'm taking it with me.
Did you come up with that with the box?
I did. I had a little box. It was so sad. It was the worst. It was a bad day. It really was. Brandon Adams, self-proclaimed corny guy. Corny with a C. Corny.
Whatever you do, don't check the bag. What's in there is in there.
Yep.
Andy's not going on a trip the rest of the year unless he becomes the NFL's highest paid off-ball linebacker.
Yeah. I mean, get some Fred Warner money in here, then we can go on a trip. Till then, see you next year. All right. We'll talk.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.